More on communication. Just as an exercise, try this. When you're listening to somebody, especially if they seem to be more happy, more wise, more informed than you are, listen to them as though you have absolutely no idea about what they're talking. Listen, tune in, watch their body posture, their face, expressions, the tone of their voice. Be there. And don't assume that what your mind is translating as their meaning is the meaning that they're meaning. So listen and tune in. And feel and sense. So if, for instance, they're saying, be total, don't assume that you know what total is. You see, their experience of total may be totally different from your experience of total. Maybe your translation of their word total means a little bit more effort, a little bit more. And what they're attempting to communicate isn't a little bit more. It's total. Really total. As though that is all there is. It's complete. They're there. That is their priority. So often people saying consciousness is my priority. And yet you see them all over the place, getting lost in this and that, and then spending a minute or so saying, oh, yes, that's right. I wasn't total. No, total is being total, as though your life depends upon it, as though if you're not total three times in a row, your heart will stop. That's being total. Being totally, unconditionally, total in every single moment. So I'll run it by again. You may make what is a big step for you and think that's total, but by somebody else's standard who's actually been total, your effort of totality may not be very much at all. And they might be attempting to communicate with you another level. But your mind is translating what they say into what your mind understands, and that might not be what they're attempting to share with you. So disconnect from what the mind is saying, your understanding or misunderstanding, agreeing or disagreeing. Disconnect from that and listen and say, what's going on? What's happening? What are they attempting to share with me? And then experiment with what they say. If you're not absolutely sure, ask questions. And then another one, another one, another one, another one. Keep asking until something goes and you've got it. It goes click inside. You know when you've got it. Because you've already got it. There isn't anything that you don't already have. It's just your facility of connecting with what you already have on every single level that there is, on every levelless level. Your facility for that has not been developed, trained. In fact, it's had just the opposite. It's had conditioning to decommission that. So that you're not too bright, you're not too challenging. I'm going to say it again. You see, your childhood conditioning was, if you didn't get what the grown-up was saying, what the teacher was saying, what the parent was saying, what your older sibling was saying, you were likely to be called and thus feel stupid. So when anything is said to you, your mind scrambles quickly for the meaning of what's said. Yes, I've got it. So you don't look stupid. Now, the suggestion is, take the risk of looking stupid, because we are all stupid. As you wake up to another level, you say, oh, yes, I wasn't seeing that. And as far as I see, that goes on forever. There's another level, another level, another level. So watch when the mind wants to jump to a meaning. Let it jump, and you stay here and listen and feel and sense. Maybe they are attempting to share with you something that is beyond what you immediately think you understand. Give it a try.